The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
I believe you're about 15 days past due when you arrive at Port Nainzaru.
Sure we are.
Roll.
Did we just?
I really like Streetwise, but Streetwise is not a thing anymore either. I guess Insight probably.
Who?
16.
Everyone.
Yeah.
14.
16 as well.
I don't know if that's a 9 or a 6.
It's a 9.
It's a fail.
9.
13.
The city feels different.
Mm. I cast Lesser Restoration on the city.
You know, it's probably because the brawl in Charles never happened.
Could be.
Their hype has died.
Like,
and
you
get
to rehype it.
You get the sense that everything is, like, Port Nainzaru is still Port Nainzaru, but it just feels a little off. It's a little less celebratory. It's a little less Mardi Gras than what you've kind of come to expect.
You mean, okay.
I think I know what happened.
Did somebody die?
Yeah.
Lots of people. That's the whole reason we were supposed to help. I guess we'll try and see if What's-Her-Face is still kicking.
I got a new boo.
Wait. First, we need to take the copy of the map we made to the person we...
Anthar Froom.
Yeah,
Froom!
Of course.
One of the leaders of the Order of the Gauntlet.
All right, let's hit up Froom, and then we'll head to Cynthia.
The person we got the quest from.
Aha!
As you open the door, the assistant who runs the front counter looks up, looks back down at his work, and then looks up with shocked surprise as
yes, me.
Ah, just slap it on the table.
Boom! The table buckles.
Like, it's like on the leader.
The table buckles.
Yep. Just like a belt.
He wrote down his character's weight and added 50 pounds. You know why. It's a tumor.
It's yeah, not a it really tumor. Is, and you need to have it removed.
Never.
Benign and a half, you know.
Nine and a half. That's a good one. That's an underrated joke.
Stole it from I haven't Scrubs. Heard that one before. Gotta watch Scrubs.
You hear a door fly open farther on back in the building, and you see Anthar Froom step around the corner.
Froom, is that you?
I assumed that... You all might be dead at this point. You're
hell no.
You're more than a 10-day late.
Yeah.
Have you discovered anything?
Well, homeboy likes butt stuff. Lich lady put a finger in it.
No, it was the other way.
Lich?
No.
No one knows.
I'm making a lot of bold assumptions because she maged hand a bony finger and then they were left alone. There was a lot of giggling. He came out and crapped his pants. And the only reason you would get incontinence in such a short time frame is because somebody rammed something into your butt or fed you. And I didn't smell food.
Huh?
We're doing great.
Well,
he's
not wrong.
I love her.
Sometimes.
It was consensual. You know,
I'm going to pretend I'm not associated with these two.
I would too.
A little bit. Just a little bit. Maybe a long bit. I don't know yet.
All right, but no, it took a little... Took a little rear.
Lesser restoration.
It took a little while longer. A lot of things tried to kill us. Fought shambling mounds. Fought dinosaurs. Fought some undead, which had this on it.
Two of them.
And I pull out my pickled piece of putrid flesh.
Oh, my pickled piece. How's that looking?
You actually hear the page go beep when he sees it.
Right?
Did the olive oil keep the flesh?
I mean, relatively speaking, like
I added some seasoning.
Bits of it are still falling off and landing on the floor.
But we were told that this Razna's Eye is not a really rad kind of guy, and
ooh, baby.
That attacked us with a whole swarm of other things.
You see him starting to, like...
And we weren't happy about it either. Are our three friends with us?
No, they probably fucked off.
Okay.
Do we give them the boats?
Him their names and be like, but these people helped us. So if you hear anything, you know, keep them in mind.
If anyone's talking shit,
they were the reason we got boats to come back up the river.
In addition to, well, here's the map. In addition to surveying the basin, we also.
That's the copy.
We also came back up the river Tiriki and mapped that as well.
Oh, most excellent. Excellent.
Wait, should we let them know where Omu is? We're just spelling it all out.
Well, I mean, we gave him a copy of the map.
Right. Well, but we should probably point of interest. Like, here's Omu.
Is Omu on the map, I guess, is the next question. Okay. I just want to know if you were telling him that or not.
Okay.
Omu is... I hit that thing.
Sorry, it's right of
the... Between the... Yeah, between the mountains.
There's Omu.
So we do want to tell Froom?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay.
He is the goodest good guy we know yet.
I mean, not that lady, though. What about her?
No.
I don't remember
she told you where it was.
Yeah, she's a good guy.
Pants shitter.
That is not abnormal.
What?
So this is where
especially
the heart
not for
was.
This podcast.
The heart was a floating rock that was literally bleeding. I saved some of that. Here you go.
And he's getting a lot of info dumped.
Yeah, he sent us on a job. But in that heart was the lady.
Who now has my heart.
We just happened to be attacked before and after by undead while we were there. Just coincidence, I'm sure. And then the basin was huge. It'd be a great way to ingress into the continent for your army.
Yes, it's true.
You're gonna
need like wide, shallow boats though, because I think if you put too much on a normal boat, it's just gonna drag.
Yeah.
Don't trust any mounds. Yeah, they're not mulching. They're just eating. And grungs. Watch out for the grungs.
With a long info dump, he seems very pleased. You see, he passes off some gold to Eku. You notice him put a little bit extra in the bag. He then passes off gold to each one of you.
About how much?
I think that he, in his, Josh, roll another charisma-based
You're inspired.
Oh, I'm inspired for this one? Okay. It's gonna be bad.
Like a persuasion-y type roll.
So, 16 plus 2, 18.
We'll say that that, with the large amount of evidence that you brought back, he's gonna pay you 600 gold apiece.
Nice.
Like, he's like, yes, no, this information is invaluable. And in fact, I may be looking to hire you gentlemen again in the future. Allow me to get a few things. Many members of the Order of the Gauntlet have not come back. So to get this information back, it's going to be incredibly beneficial to my troops, to those of us going in, to see where you fought the Undead Scourge. Because you can kind of start mapping it out now. You fought undead in certain places, but not others.
Yeah.
Hey, Froomy.
Threw me for a loop.
I noticed that the city felt a little more somber upon arrival. Did something happen while we were out?
Well, the death curse continues. So folks who were alive now are not. I mean, I'm getting reports.
Circle of life.
Yeah,
I'm getting more and more reports of, at first it was the elderly children. You know, now we're starting to talk about some of the highest ranking folks, some of the members in the Order of the Gauntlet, some of these, high level wizards, basically. The way he's describing it is that it's a constant deterioration.
Hmm.
So if this game were based on numbers and hit points, right?
Like
certain amounts are falling off every day.
Hmm.
So it's a wasting disease. It has now been.
These are all people who have been resurrected.
Yes.
They're the ones who are suffering.
Correct. It has now been 80 days since it started. So if this is, let's say it was one hit point a day. If it was 2 hit points per day, then that means it's 160 hit points lost over time. So you don't know at the rate at which it is.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, you now know it's no longer like first through third, fourth, fifth level characters that are dying off. Now it's
most of them.
It's 8, 9, 10th level characters.
Let's say you kill me, then res me, and then count down the days until I die, and it'll have a very accurate number. Since you know I have 32 hit points.
But we can't res you because of the curse.
Oh, darn.
Wow.
You rascal bastard.
That was actually pretty good. I mean, I thought that's what you were doing, but that was actually pretty good. So yes, since it's been 80 days since the curse has started, as you've gone out and adventured and so on and so forth, it's starting to hurt.
Day 80.
Pretty much.
Low.
I mean, if you think about it, almost everybody who's ever been resurrected probably is dying.
Yeah.
I mean, and anyone who is dying since those last 80 days cannot be resurrected.
Yeah. And having a character above 10th level is remarkable. So it's almost everybody.
Right. Yeah. Like it's bad. is
bad.
You
guys ever think that, like, resurrection is kind of unnatural?
We spent all this time fighting liches and
so, like, maybe fires. This is a good thing?
Only to be resurrected ourselves.
It's basically altered carbon.
Is that sure any good? I hear it's got
incredible.
A lot of
incredible.
What do you guys want to do? Froom says he'd be happy to hire you out for another expedition. He'd have to put some funding together, but he would be be interested.
We're in the city for a little thinking? While, so yes.
He's not sure yet.
How interested. About, can I persuade you for maybe Omu?
What? No.
I mean,
if he's going to get some funding together, like, seems like a good place to go.
A good place to die?
What's that?
What is this Omu that you speak of?
Josh didn't tell him about Omu in the info,
I don't know.
I thought you told
I just
about
didn't
Omu.
Know if he told
it out on the map. We haven't told him that we were summoned to this continent for a specific job. I haven't told him about that or the Naga.
Right, which is probably best.
Right. I haven't given him every... The NPCs we've talked to have been given as much information as they need. I haven't dumped everything to everyone.
Okay.
So what is this Omu you speak of?
It's the deepest city in Chalt we know of.
Ah.
And it looks like it's...
He starts looking at the map. Oh, so sort of a...
Straight south of the
If you wanted a southern ingress then, perhaps.
Yeah. Yep.
Perhaps a base of operations. Do we know the state of the city?
We don't know anything.
I've
overrun.
Not heard of it.
Overrun.
City state.
Overrun, I see. I was going to say, it looks as though I'm not sure how one could get down there, but if you could get through the coast, it would actually be a shorter distance if you were trying to get into that part of the continent for whatever reason.
Are you suggesting we sail around?
It is possible.
Those pirates and the dragon turtle.
But is the city of Omu actually populated? I assume it's abandoned. My understanding is nothing south of the port is really
habited. Well, we've heard some stories of the Death Curse or undead emanating from there.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we're not sure if that's the reason all this is going down.
Allow me to check with some sources. Let me see what I can find out.
Yeah.
Could we sail to Shilku?
What about charcuterie?
Well, let's let this dude go find his stuff out, and let's go see if we can find our lady.
Theoretically, yeah.
Well, I mean, you said things weren't inhabited, but is that inhabited?
Or you gotta remember, your map is more detailed than anything that they have.
Hey, Grady.
Well,
important
we just gave
question.
Them a copy, so...
Right. What?
Is the city too somber for dinosaur races? Because that's what happened last time I had gold.
No. Dinosaur races are still going on. You just get the sense that there's an overwhelming, just slight depression.
Just going to go gamble it all away.
You don't remember talking to anyone about Shilku. You do remember that there is a harbor master you spoke to who I believe was a golden dragon. He might have more information.
What? I think I would remember that.
I'm pretty sure he was a golden dragonborn. Flynn smashed the chairs in his room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure. Like, assuming that we're more or less splitting up to do shopping and whatever else we're doing, I will go talk to
I think
the
we all need to stick together to go see Syndra real quick and then shop.
Well, we're on the way. I'll stop and see the Harbor Master.
Okay.
Yeah. You can go and see the Harbor Master.
What if I can search for items under 600 gold? What do we need?
Somebody.
To lean on.
I was going with Queen, but sure.
Dave, after a quick chat with the Harbor Master, you find out that, what's it called, Shilkan?
Shilku.
Shilku? Shilku is basically Chalt's version of Pompeii.
Okay. It's gone now?
Yes.
Huh.
In fact, he even advises that, most people avoid even sailing near it because it's still active and spitting a lot of ash and fire and crap into the skies.
Okay. So
more than one sailor has talked about being marooned or even crashing because like their sails and or ship have caught a light.
So not exactly a waypoint.
No. Would not assume. Anything else that anybody wants to go do that they can think of at the moment? I know there's going to be a shopping montage.
Ishao. The dot is actually on the ocean, which is kind of interesting.
Ishao itself sank into the sea.
Damn it!
Aw, hell, something sank into the sea.
What? Port Castigliar.
Hey, you watch your mouth.
The family castigate show. You.
There's a reason why they said pretty much everything south of the port is uninhabited.
I know, but at least now I'm finding out the reasons.
Oh, it's like everything... So those cities are gone?
This is sank into the ocean. This is basically Pompeii.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, it's a little
desperate times. Thank God she teleported us here.
It is pronounced in here, it tells me Port Castigliar.
Castigliar.
Port Castigliar is a port in name only. Rumor has it is nothing more than a stretch of beach with an abandoned supply depot, some destroyed huts and probably a graveyard.
Fucking useless!
Hey, graveyard, though.
That's one of the reasons why Eku told you to go right into the heart of the continent by the way of the river, because it's the most simple way to get there. Unless you're going to take a long march around and then climb over the mountains surrounding the peninsula.
Right, right.
Anyone else that you'd like to talk to?
The lady that hired us.
I mean, so,
kidnapped us.
You go back to,
But gently.
Make sure you suggest the kidnapping into the mic so the audience can hear it.
The lady who kidnapped us.
Oh, so you're talking about Syndra?
That's it.
So you go back to, Otamu's,
Oh, that was... I was trying to remember the traitor prince. Yeah.
Yep. I think it's Watana.
I'll trust you. I couldn't remember.
Wakanda? The life of me.
It's like Wakanda, but not quite. It's Wakanga Otamu. You actually are... You see his house guards outside his palatial home.
Okay.
They actually stop you, whereas every other time they've let you go through.
Yeah. I kind of suspected something might be going on.
There is some whispers and some discussion, and eventually you are led in.
I know how to fix Tinder, guys.
She
I
did.
Lesser restoration.
As you step in, you actually see at the center of the home where there's a waterfall, or there was a water fountain and stuff like that, you actually see a body lying in state.
Is it Syndra?
Well, it's got a sheet on it.
Did Syndra have a sheet over her?
I don't remember. I pull out my picture of her.
Not enough. It's how Syndra guys were good.
A few moments later, as you kind of are just left to stand there in the rotunda area, you see Otamu steps in.
Wait, do we have time to lift up the sheet?
Well, it's pretty obvious if he walks in that she's the one that died.
Yeah. Who else in his life would be important enough to put under a sheet?
Like a favorite guard sheet.
Ah, sheet. Are we too late, it seems?
Syndra succumbed to the death curse yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Well, we have more information on how to stop it.
Just in time.
He actually leads you into the study area, and you can actually see that whatever the equivalent, I can't really think of a good fantastical example, but like the equivalent of a massive chalkboard with notes all over it.
Nice. He's gone full on crazy.
Like you can see that he is taking all kinds of things.
Yeah.
No cleric has yet to prove to me that the soul is either destroyed, is in fact destroyed. I don't know that resurrection is entirely impossible.
Not yet.
Great.
Correct. We don't know where... These souls are not making it to their homes, and they cannot be recalled to their bodies, so they are elsewhere.
Okay.
Did we learn something about that from the Lich Lady?
Who's a Lich?
Didn't she mention something about...
What is her name, since I'm infatuated?
I'm in love with you here. I've literally written down nothing in this campaign. So
she has a D&D icons figure.
Valindin or Valindar?
I think it's
Val. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so Valindra. Valindra.
So you're saying we're at Val's place.
Yep. Yeah. My notes are so bad.
Man, one of us should be taking better notes.
I have not written anything.
Did Syndra tell us something about something in Omu?
Val did.
Yeah.
Val.
We know about the
Val.
The deathmonger.
The soulmonger.
Yeah.
Soulmonger.
Yeah.
Did she Powerful suggest artifacts. that could be harvesting all the souls?
Well, she said that that's the reason this crap's happening. Like, I think that's the source of the death curse.
Because it's a resurrected...
But if it's called the soulmonger, it makes sense that mongering shit.
Yeah, but mongering's not going to hold on to that for you.
It's a part of the mongering process. You got to monger before you can monger.
Okay.
You have to collect before you can monger.
Yeah.
What was it?
No. I was just going to try and think of something that I could alliterate
with
monger.
Trying to deconstruct the name here.
We have a miserable monger munching up these misguided souls before they can reach the final rest. There's your alliteration.
There Motherfucker!
Boom! So we might know
Monger Factor.
Oh! You dirty Monger Factor. That's our new name. That's our new stable name. The Dirty Monger Factors.
Can you put a T at the end of the last word, though?
Factors. The Dirty Monger Factors.
I just sound so much
fun. T-shirt.
T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Armbands.
Yeah.
Flynn's on the armband boat now that he realizes we got armbands.
So So we may know the source of the death curse and potentially how to stop it.
The city of Omu, you say?
Yep.
What else have you found out?
Well,
info dump.
So,
what did we learn from the Naga?
Well, the Naga is somebody I haven't mentioned to anybody.
Well, it's fine. What about the Naga?
So Razna's eye is back.
You see his eyebrows raise a little bit at that suggestion.
Theoretically, right. Possibly.
Wait, you got your forehead flesh?
Someone may be impersonating him.
I thought you just showed.
Although no, that person would have to have some significant power.
So Razna's Eye, we fought a group of undead, one of which had a symbol representing Razna's Eye. So our assumption is he's back.
Back
or
again.
Or at the very least has Razna's some semblance back. Of power.
Hey, y'all friends.
We didn't see any Yanti, and we know nothing about Mesro, but that was the city he waged war on. We didn't go there. We were southwest of it when we were attacked by the marked undead.
Gotcha.
And then we met, what's her face? What's the Buttfinger lady?
Val.
Valindra. We met Valindra.
Shadowmantle?
At the heart of Cholt. She was living in it. And she was very interested in Omu and the Soulmonger, which is the thing that we suspect is responsible for the mongering of the souls.
Fascinating.
It's in the name. Get it?
They said the name in the title. And so we are teaming up with Froom to see if we can get another excursion down all the way to Omu through the rest of the continent to give it what for. Because we're still very interested in ending the curse and saving Syndra. If, in fact, what you've learned leads you to believe that she is salvageable.
Huh.
Also, if you put that body in oil, it lasts a lot longer.
We're going to need a lot of oil.
I don't know about a lot longer, but maybe a little longer.
We get one jug per day, so we're just waiting weeks filling up a bathtub. Just hold on a little longer, Syndra.
It's a 60-gallon tank. It's going to take a while.
Then I think it is important to seek out this soulmonger an Omu, then.
Yes.
We agree.
We have to get there before Valindra.
And I would imagine that you are not the only ones who know about this or where it may be.
At least one of the
people. What a few, at least.
Yeah. We haven't told many people about it.
Meh.
But if you've got information from clerics about souls and where they go, then this might be something that helps you better understand.
I'm afraid it's not exactly my department, but there are others that you might be able to speak to.
Okay. You got names? Ready for this one?
Oh, Cusco!
I think... let me look at something here. So you guys remember what you already know about Omu, right?
Nope.
Okay.
I mean, we do, but do you?
The guy reading the page that says Omu's history?
Yeah. Do you let me see. I actually wrote some stuff down here.
Omu was once like the crown city of Cholt, built over rich mineral veins. The city garnered wealth and abundance.
None of that.
Omu and jewelry was coveted far and wide. The merchants grew fat on commerce. To enter Omu, it was said, was to enter the gates of paradise itself. However, such wealth brought greed. Omu's hunger for slaves made the rulers demand even greater tribute from their neighbors. So basically, they became warmongers.
Now they're mongering souls.
Oh, God.
Their greed and hubris angered the god Ubtau, who caused him to turn his back on Omu. Hundreds of years ago.
Omu or Cholt?
Omu at first, before he abandoned the rest of Cholt.
Okay.
Omu's clerics lost their spells, the city fell to sickness and disease, uprisings racked Omu, and its nobles fled in droves. Maps showing Omu's location were destroyed, its coins were melted down and reminted. Ooh, it became known as the Forbidden City.
Okay.
That's what you know about Omu.
Okay.
As far as other people that you might be able to talk to, he tells you of, he says, obviously, you know, the ways of the soul are not necessarily my arcane studies. This is not what I specialize in.
Right.
He tells you there are a number of temples. The Temple of Savris, the Temple of Gond, and the Temple of Soon, all of which you've heard about before.
Savris is gone soon.
However, he would... there is a man there, the head priest at the Temple of Savris, whose name is Grandfather...
Elminster.
grandfather Zatembe.
Damn. Close.
And that he is known as a seer.
Okay.
The Savras is a deity of wizards, fortune tellers, diviners, and those who wish to speak the truth.
I bet he could tell us just how much of a radio transmitter you are.
What? Mm-hmm. I'm fine.
Put you down.
Guys, just don't know what love is.
I want you to show me, Fudge.
You sure you want to see shit pants? Apparently that's love.
Darn. Baby, don't hurt me.
No more. Yes, as you...
No.
Yes, let me know. He says, let me know when... let me know when you head out and if there's anything that I could do to help. Yeah. If you quest for Omu, I would like to make sure that your quest for the Soulmonger succeeds. Obviously, there are many interested parties.
Yeah.
I would caution you to be wary of how you proceed and to whom you speak.
We haven't told many people, but I wanted to make sure since you lost the love of your life and the lady who hired us, but no way to get her back, that...
Wait, there was a thing here?
She will... She will remain in repose, okay. But I will tell you that the city is...
Gentle repose, you might say?
Hey.
There you go. The city is... the city, as always, is on a knife's edge. Its rulers at each other's throats, myself included. If there is a push to awaken these old demons, these nightmares in the closet, and so on and so forth, if it is coming from Omu... It is likely not doing it independently.
Yeah.
There are those in the city who are a part of this, so most definitely.
What is your relationship with Froom? Where are you guys at?
They would not be in connection whatsoever. Now that you've mentioned the name,
uh-huh.
That's someone he'd like to speak with.
Okay, so it's not somebody you're at odds with?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Froom is basically a visitor.
Right. I just want to keep the people we rely on and our arrangements as copacetic as possible.
Absolutely. Because...
Look at that word.
Yeah, that's a nickel word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm poor now. Spend it all on that. All right. Well, we'll go. We got a couple other things I think we need to tend to.
Sure.
But we'll be back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did he have any information for us around any of things written on his chalkboard? Any other findings?
No, not really. Just okay. The thought that this is... You have now a better sense of all the things that have happened in terms of it and what's going on.
Yeah, Savros and Zatembe.
So. I see any good staves laying on the table I can cast some stuff from or anything?
Sure.
Okay.
Take one of the NPC's staves. Let's see how that goes for
you. No, just laying there. Like, that's my display staff. Cast.
Upon leaving, I would like to go shopping. And go looking for a nice fancy cloak of protection.
Sure. You can go looking for one.
I do.
And that is what he does.
I look.
Sure, you can find one.
Did he give me enough information about his dragon lady encounter for me to know anything about her?
No. The only connection you would have is that you talked to her
dad.
Right.
Yeah. Well, alleged.
Right.
Does the prince know of her?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Speaking of which, as you're buying that cloak, you feel a soft hand on your shoulder.
Oh, so sorry.
Nolan.
Yes?
Welcome back. I didn't know if we'd see you back in the port again. And you turn around to see that Zandala is standing there, more clothed than the last time you saw her since you are in the middle of the market.
This is BS!
Hello. Yes, we weren't sure what our schedule would be like.
With that gate. So is he shopping by himself?
I assume so.
Okay.
I can't imagine you're also looking for a cloak of protection.
Yeah. Well, I have I have good news and bad news, I'm afraid.
Really?
The good news is that one of our party in fact found Artis.
Really?
The bad news is that he was found in some sort of magical portal through time, almost.
Huh.
So he was not able to come back, or at least that we're aware of. He seems to be in another time right now. But he was hale and well.
Good, good, good. That's excellent.
And do you have a map?
She produces a piece of parchment.
Yeah, I'll just, put a brief sketch of the continent.
Oh, okay.
And then point out M'Bala and, you know, circle the general area where that M'Bala was.
Oh, excellent. No, this is more than I could have expected. I greatly appreciate it.
That's where we last saw him. I'm afraid I'm not able to do much more without...
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I will look into this. I appreciate it. If you do hear any more, you let me know, please.
Of course.
Excellent, excellent. And at this point, kind of the hustle and bustle of the street is kind of, as people are shopping and moving, you're kind of slowly drifting apart because it's a very cinematic thing to do. She's not quite fighting it to stay next to you anymore. She's kind of being drifted away as she's staring at this map. I don't know if you'd like to take any action or not.
Yes, I will sort of dart through a few of the people coming by and come back up next to her.
Oh, yes.
Now, we have done you a very great favor.
Oh, yes, of course. My apologies. It was quite rude. It isn't much, but hopefully this will help. And she hands you a little pouch that jingles.
Jingle, jingle.
My thanks.
Again, if you could find anything more, my resources are spread quite thin, but if you could find him, bring him to me, or at least let me know where he is more concretely, that would be most appreciated.
Yes. Our resources are also spread rather thin, but I will do what I can.
She gives you 50 gold.
Jackpot.
All right. Some.
Anybody else want to do anything?
I'd like to go find a deck of many things.
Sorry.
Okay. Is that a common, uncommon, one rare?
That's called legendary.
Yeah, no, I'm just seeing if Fodge knows what's going on.
He's going to spin.
Don't you also want to know your Wi-Fi password if we're asking for unreasonable things?
I think that's a rare item.
That costs more gold than you have, unfortunately. Anyone with some serious shopping to do?
I could get some rations.
Sure. For cloak of what are we doing?
Protection.
It's probably a little bit overpriced.
Can I argue it down?
You can give it a shot.
There he is.
That is not argued down at all.
But I'm plus 7, so that's 12.
I'll say he'll meet you in the middle and only charge you like 70 gold extra.
Okay, so 470?
Yeah. Okay. He probably has it listed at like 550.
Dang.
Okay.
Everything here is a little bit more expensive.
Yeah. I kind of think we should...
Because I feel like
boat up. I think we should sail around, collect the bounty on those pirates.
Well, Cinder's already
sail all the fucking way down to Omu.
Cinder's dead already. So
well,
there's our time.
See, we can just go back to Baldur's Gate and fuck out of here.
See, here's the thing. I say, getting out my educational chart.
Yeah.
This Shilku I have found out is basically Pompeii.
Okay.
I have a
proposal. So it's Ash. No one will go there.
Yeah.
Here. And that's the closest place.
We need to annotate on map.
We get in a boat,
so
we sail up to Baldur's Gate, okay?
I think the only other thing...
Screech Hole, and you just throw us in.
I was going to say maybe this little opening down there at
the
bottom,
land of ash.
But that's the land of ash and smoke, which doesn't sound promising.
And this, I'm just going to draw fire. It's fire.
That city is sunken.
Gone as hell.
It's just underwater.
And then I'm on
Port Castellari up there on the right is basically just an abandoned strip of beach.
There's the Dick Kraken.
Hey!
Well, we could probably come in this way and go through the Valley of Lost Honor, because that sounds inviting.
I don't have much honor.
I mean, you want
to
go through no man's land?
I think it's...
It'll never ship.
It honestly is probably faster to go back the way we were before, go through the basin.
Where were the pirates at?
That's a good question. We don't actually know. I think we had to hunt them down.
On them.
Like, yeah, you did get some information on them.
Do we really care about pirates?
It didn't pay very well. Okay. It paid very well.
But there's probably a reason.
There probably
How long would it take us to sail around? Do we have any idea?
I'd have to look. Boating is faster, and I imagine sailing is even faster than that.
So four hexes.
And Kidu is sailing.
Who is that?
Eku doesn't know anything about sailing.
Would she still come with us, though?
If somebody paid her.
Oh, okay.
Darn it. At this point, she's not like, you guys are my friends.
I'll do this for the good of the world.
Echo,
you greedy as hell.
She has to pay her own folks. She gets charged a fee for this. One of the merchant princes controls all that.
Oh, yeah.
We should kill her.
Isn't that Wakanga Otomu?
No.
Thought he was a merchant prince.
He is a merchant prince. He doesn't control the guides.
Oh, if we do different want to actually prince. Sail, though, he can probably hook us up with somebody.
Yeah.
Or at the very least pull some strings to get somebody.
Fodd was flirting with a pixie lady who definitely
Yeah, the chicken's sails. Just straight up going to gut you.
I don't remember that lady. She means nothing to me after Val.
Jesus.
My AC is now 19.
Try the cloak of protection? It's supposed to be wondrous.
No, it's an uncommon item.
Not what I looked up.
Well, it's a wondrous item, yes. A wondrous item isn't a rarity.
Oh.
Wondrous item mean? Just means it's...
Wondrous.
Wondrous.
It means it doesn't fit into the weapon, staff, bracelet. Oh,
yeah. I see. Weird. I thought that meant like, oh, this is well beyond my means.
No.
Oh.
There's a lot of even common wondrous items.
Oh.
Yeah. Because there are some decks that you could get that aren't decks of many things that you could probably get that are common.
It's all one of illusions, but meh.
Yeah, those are pretty cheap. But they're also not that great.
Okay, so if we're going on the high seas, we need some different things than if we're going into a temple.
Oh, we could go to the temple and just get some info.
Well, to be fair, we probably won't get any sort of funding from the Order of the Gauntlet unless we are going to Omu or somewhere similar that would benefit them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're going to
Omu.
It's just how a matter of how many pit stops we have along the way.
Spit stops.
Yep. And more the better, right?
Yeah. For what?
Leveling up.
Yeah, getting items. In game.
Yeah.
In game life experience.
Knowledge. What's the book say we should do?
Chris Perkins.
Hunting pirates does sound fun.
I think this is just going to be raw on the sea. It's just going to be like, bro, now you got hit by a wave. And then it's like,
oh no, a wave. Up,
and then now there's a whale.
Now there's a whale.
Pooping again.
It's
the worst part of Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail?
I think you played a very different game.
What happened
to Sid Meier's Oregon Trail?
Somebody capsized by a whale.
On your way from Kansas whale. City, Missouri to Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
It says Portland right in the name.
Portland, Indiana. That's the promised land.
Their promises.
I don't know what the price of anything is.
He sent a link.
Paul Slayman is just
you.
Paul is literally going through the classic like depression signs prior to like attempting to take his own life. Like, I don't need this money anymore.
Oh, why are you giving me all your stuff?
I just want somebody good to have it.
Hey, but why are you talking all weird?
So we need to go talk to the church.
Let's go do that. Are they in the city?
Grandfather Zimbabwe. I hope so.
Can we go talk to church and Grandfather Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe.
Because we needed to talk to him before we left wherever we're going. So
Did you meet Artis's daughter?
Yeah.
Did you tell her about dragon bait?
I told her that her father was seen in some sort of time portal.
Yeah.
And I showed her the general location of where
the general location
of where the pyramid was. All
right.
But I didn't mention anything about the Naga or the pyramid or anything else.
If you see her again, maybe tell her that.
Why?
She seems less likely to be able to kill us with that information and more likely to be able to find her dad.
Wait, what?
Her dad wants to fight Omu, just like we do.
Sure.
So if we help her help him, he'll kind of help us. Even though we've already been kind of screwed by him helping the other her.
I suppose. I kind of just wanted to lead her on for as much money as I could get.
Okay, well then give it to her eventually.
As you head out into the city, you see you're directed to the Temple of Savras, which appears to be one of the oldest and grandest buildings in the city.
Nice.
It's so old.
It's
so
tiled roof. Of the great dome resembles an unblinking eye that stares.
I think,
but just resembles.
Know what I should get?
You see symbols. You see symbols on the temple of monstrous eyes or crystal balls filled with eyes.
He's got taking this whole seer thing seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all those balls
with eyes.
The balls have eyes.
Are you buying items strictly on name alone?
Are you asking specifically for Zatembe then when you walk in?
Yeah.
As you walk in...
And we will say that it's on behalf of... what's his name? Wakanga
Otamu.
Yeah.
As you step in, a couple of acolytes, lower level priests, they sort of look at you and they sort of kind of look a little bit apprehensive, but indicate in the back where you see... An older man, still in plain robes, but maybe just a slight decoration more than everyone else. is arguing with two individuals in leather armor with swords strapped to their and they seem to be having a heated conversation.
All right. I walk up slowly so as to pick up some of the conversation.
Perception rolls as you walk up slowly.
12.
19.
I beat that. I have 21.
Piss.
For the 19, Flynn, you clearly see that, which you would know fairly valuable, that there are a handful of, there's a bag that's open, and the two men wielding the swords seem to want to be offering the rubies to the old man, who is clearly keeping them from offering him. It's several hundred gold worth, at least. And he is absolutely flat denying them. They seem to be saying something along the lines of, can't you cast a spell? Can't you see where he is? Et cetera, et cetera. It's very important we find him. That's what you pick up. You got over a 20?
Mm-hmm.
I will even go so far as to say that one of them mutters the name Artis Simper.
What the hell?
At which point you walk up, the bag quickly seems to disappear into a fold in a cloak or armor.
Yeah, man.
And you see that the old man literally turns to him and he says, no, I cannot help you. I must deal with other visitors and worshippers to the Temple of Savras. Hmm. Have a good day. And he turns to the four of you. Welcome to the temple.
Are the two guys leaving?
They seem to be, they're eyeing you guys up and they're eyeing the old man and they're seeming to realize that the, whatever sort of bribing situation was occurring, they don't feel comfortable doing in front of a bunch of other witnesses, so they're starting to slink off.
Okay. Like, hey, if you don't mind, I would like a moment of your time when I'm done with my business.
I don't see why it would be any of your business, what our business is.
Oh, your business is exactly what I have information about. But if you're not interested, that's fine. I'll just talk with him. You guys can, that's cool. So we were here.
Roll a charisma check.
I'm so bad at these. You gotta start talking. You're inspired. Roland.
I believe in you.
No, I'm not very good at that one.
Well, I didn't overhear it, so I have no idea why you're saying this.
That's fair. Okay. I'll use Flattery's Inspire. 15.
You see them sort of confer with each other, look back and forth, and then they both slink out. They both slink out of the temple.
That's what was that about?
I think they were looking for somebody that we have info on.
Yeah.
If you are here for similar purposes, that is not what the Temple of Savras is about.
I understand, and we're not. It just so happened that we know that they're looking for a dude who I ran into, funny enough.
Be that as it may, we're here at the recommendation of Okongo Otamu.
Yes, what would the prince wish to request of the Temple of Savras?
Well, these aren't requests on his behalf.
Well, correct.
We don't want to indebt anyone to anyone else. We know how that works around here. But we have information about why this death curse is going on.
Really?
Theoretically.
He sort of looks around. Step this way. And he sort of takes you into a little bit more private location.
I try my best to imitate exactly how he's walking.
Of course. He says, step this way.
Okay.
That's so funny.
But he leads you into sort of a small room that's sort of curtained off with very decorative sort of curtains. You've got some pillows, a small settee. You do see like a crystal ball and maybe a couple of books to read. You know, some sort of scrying orb, etc. Yes, gentlemen. What is it that you believe you have found? I've been hearing a lot of stories, obviously.
We believe it's emanating from the city of Omu. Lost
really?
In the center of the continent from an artifact known as the Soulmonger.
Really? I find it hard to believe, though many people have said that this has anything to do with Chalt. I assume that you see, this is a small peninsula on the far side of the world. Mm-hmm. Very rarely are we the focus of such larger machinations of the greater part of Faerun.
If I give you a couple of gold pieces, will you help him go out and find food for us the rest of the day? Here's 5 gold.
Wait, why?
Because you guys are besties. You always go places together.
Come on, buddy.
Go with the fart wagon.
You guys are the fart
wagon. I want to do an insight check.
It's clear I'm trying to get rid of you.
I know. Why? I'm like, what is that? 22.
He wants to get rid of you because he doesn't want you to be a part of this conversation.
That seems shady.
I'm getting excluded too.
He doesn't care.
I'm only half paying attention.
So you want to leave Nigel with Stonebold while we go do other things?
Go bet on the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Get a couple. You have a lot of spare coin.
Hey.
And go see if you can find those
dudes.
I'll give
you 50 gold.
Those guys.
Go put that in my name. See what you can do with it.
More importantly, those guys who just left had a sack full of rubies and one information we have. And that was probably 500 gold worth of rubies.
I'll fuck this up.
Just go find those guys.
I'm going to go try to find those guys.
Sure.
I know what you're doing, but yeah. I'll make this worse for everyone.
It's your character's motivation. I understand. Yes. All right.
Okay. They leave?
I stayed. Oh. What? Oh, do I have to go?
That's what Josh
he
paid
won't
you
go
for.
Without you.
I thought you were going
to
go.
He paid you 5 gold to escort him, you rube.
But then I thought there was another exchange and a fine.
I'll tell you everything when you get back.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If there's any chance that she can hear it, I ain't going to have that, because this guy might give us information we don't have.
Which I would want.
And I understand that.
My new cleric would be a part of this conversation.
Your new cleric so far doesn't exist. He won't understand this anyway.
He's out there.
Anyway, so, back to this guy.
Fine.
Soulmonger, troll,
people. I do not see how they would be connected.
Right. So we met a lady named Val.
Valindra. Shadowmantle.
Give her a full name. We suspect she's up to something screwy. And she told us that the Soulmonger is the source of all of this and a huge source of power.
She is currently living at the heart of Uptau.
Fascinating.
No.
Are you telling him the whole thing, or is there anything you're holding back?
What we're saying now is what we're telling him.
Okay, go ahead.
And so that is where our suspicions come from, that there is a source of power named the Soulmonger on this continent. And so that's why we got information from the Traitor Prince about a possible place for all these souls to be kept and unable to cross over. We don't know where John Edwards is, so we can't help any crossing over. Is that guy still around? Is he still doing
things? I hope not. Yeah.
Fascinating.
And so he gave us your name, and we were hoping you might have information on how to...
So we've been investigating this for over 2 months now, and this is the best lead we have.
Yep.
Some of what you say does make sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad it does to somebody.
Do you have some time? I would like to...
How much time?
I'm not even sure how I got in this continent.
I would like to, and you see him sort of glance around at the various divination and scrying tools. I'd like to take some time to look into something. I think it may be of use to you.
Okay.
Certainly.
I mean, we have to wait for the people we're helping to amass provisions so that we can go on, so we can wait. Or you mean you want us to hang out here?
Yes, if you would. And he kind of shows a little settee. Sure. It's like, I will bring them. I'll bring you some food and water. I would like to.
Yeah,
certainly.
We'll chill out.
Your presence may be important.
Shoot, my presence is always important.
You two jokers out in and amongst the city.
Man, I'll try for those there. Two guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Perception checks.
17.
17 is pretty good. You would have seen the guys, so armor, sort of a darkish cloak, kind of stands out amongst the color of Chult, so you see him dart around a corner.
Okay.
Oh, he's darting.
I'll
maybe 100 feet or so.
All right. I'll make my way down there.
And inadvertently get Flynn and Fodder killed.
Are you stealthing?
No.
Okay, you're just walking along. Okay.
I'm just going to look down that.
Oh, hello?
Alley.
Oh, no, he just turned a corner at a major intersection. Oh, you're in the middle of everyone.
Then I'll go up to that corner and look around.
He seems to be continuing on down the direction he's walked in and amongst the people. He does eventually...
Wait, there were two guys. Is it just one?
There's just one.
No.
The tail has become the tailed.
Oh, no.
I will try to pursue closer and get his attention.
Oh,
excuse me. Like,
yeah, no, you can...
I just want to...
Nope. Pardon me! As he winds up his magic missile.
Crank, crank.
Then you go up to... can I help you?
I know my friend tried to discuss with you a bit earlier from leaving the the temple, but...
I don't think you have any of the information that I need. I believe you're wasting my time. Have a good day. And he turns and he starts heading off down an alleyway.
What did we overhear them asking about?
I heard they were asking...
They were asking for information. You wouldn't have heard the name. All you would have gotten, Flynn, is that they were trying to persuade him to cast some sort of spell. Josh made the implication that you have knowledge of something that they need. You wouldn't know exactly what.
Okay.
So this guy now darts off down a less populated alleyway.
As he's going, I'm like, is it about the city of Omu and the Death Curse? Worst case is I can kill him. Whatever.
He sort of turns and looks at you.
Interested now, huh?
He sort of just appraises you for a second and then continues on down into the alley.
I'll follow him.
Okay. Flynn, what are you doing?
I may become a cleric down this alley.
Which is going to get robbed.
Seriously.
Jesus Christ.
I'll follow.
What's he dressed in? You said a fancy cloak, not from here.
Not a fancy cloak, just a heavy dark cloak, a dark brown or almost a black, probably not a true black because it's how hot it is, you know.
Leather armor.
Right.
Does he look Cholton? Does he look like he's?
I think it describes him as Dave. You may have to help me out here. Tetherian.
Flavor of human.
Right. He is. He looks. Anglo-Saxon.
Forgotten Realms geography is shit. Icewind Dale's up at the north, and that's about all I know.
Right. So
a sword coast.
He is a someone. A flavor of human. He continues on down, ignoring you. Fodge, what would you like to do?
I don't want to just kill him. I'm trying to find something helpful.
You have a spell that will make him more friendly.
Is it called Friends? I'll cast Friends.
Yes! God!
That actually just gives you advantage on...
Yeah, so that might give you a better chance of, like...
Yeah.
So what are you trying to do?
I'll cast Friends.
On yourself?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which does what?
The somatic component for Friends of the Spell is... Is that the right
advantage
number of claps?
Advantage on all charisma checks.
Did you really watch that show? I've never really seen much of it.
No one told me life was gonna be this way.
Yeah, that's right. Friends, boom, cast! Now you have hard nipples.
So I want to try to persuade him.
I didn't before.
I've tried to be very polite. I think you're making a large mistake and we can help each other. And
okay.
I think some exchange of information would be in order.
Roll persuade.
Yeah, let me see what my persuasion is.
You get two of them.
Oh, yeah. You have advantage.
Oh, yeah. I still need to see what my persuasion is.
True.
Sorry, that was spells, not skills. Persuasion. Oh, I'm trained. Okay, plus nine.
Make sure you're talking to the mic.
Expertise, baby.
21.
He turns around. What do you have to say?
What do you want to know?
You're about 15 feet away from him probably at this point.
I'll take a 5-foot step up, not aggressively.
Okay.
Asking him, is there something specific you were looking for? I have a lot of knowledge. I've just come back from the heart of the jungle.
I'm watching behind us.
They've talked to some powerful people.
You get snuck up on.
Get
what
snuck.
Specifically were you needing 16. To know?
Okay.
Snucked up.
Oh no. We'll find it out. My friends and I have ways of doing that.
I don't doubt that. I just would like to expedite the process for all of us.
You see him sort of glance almost behind Flynn.
Oh.
Stealth plus 11. I'm gonna assume that a 26 hits.
Yeah.
And does an 18 hit, Flynn?
Yep.
Crits are how much damage?
Oh, God.
Double dice.
Okay. I don't want you to die. I want to die.
Well, sorry.
You're the one that's...
Yay, split the party. It's always the best idea.
13.
Sorry. You said you wanted to be a cleric too, right?
23 damage, Flynn, and I need 2 con saving throws.
That's a rogue for you.
Oh, sorry.
12 and 17.
Jesus, that is unpleasant. How many hit points you got left?
19.
You hear thwip, thwip, and you hear Bork cry out in pain, and you hear his body hit the ground.
I guess I whip around to see what...
You see two arrows sticking out of his back.
Okay, do you need initiative, or what's the plan here?
He's got totally borked.
You can roll initiative if you like.
Oof. Is that a 9 or a 6? I can never tell.
6.
What's my initiative? Plus...
Your dex mod.
11.
So the other, or the assassin that you turned your back to will go first. And
B-O-N-E-D,
you don't get a turn first. Does a 19 hit, Fadre?
Yes.
Okay.
I am so sorry.
9 damage, and I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay, let me get the damage.
Yes, absolutely, I'll take more grapes. Thank you.
Ooh, that's not great. 10. 10, con save.
Yep. He's a rogue.
Where's this cheese from? It's excellent.
No, this is it. He's not a rogue. Ah, this is for the blade.
Oh, wow. Chultons and their poison.
You think so?
Yeah.
Actually dead?
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't really want to be quite that
much. 26 damage, Fudge. Are you still up?
Nope. Down by 3.
Okay.
Well.
You sit for a while.
Yep.
Grandfather's Atembe comes around the corner.
Do I need to make any death saving throws?
No.
Okay.
If you need to make them, I can be making them.
But I got a tracker.
Sweet. Anyone at this D&D table who Beyond. Can visually see what's going on, including D&D Beyond, is no longer awake or potentially alive.
I did not mean to get you killed. I truly did not.
Okay.
I love my cleric ID.
Zatembe tells you he's seen... he's like, I have visions of a jungle city far to the south. It is enclosed by cliffs and crawling with snakes.
Mm-hmm.
It is sunk below the land. It is a place of great danger.
That is Omu?
Right. He's just giving you a better description of what you would not necessarily know, I don't think.
So sunken snakes.
When you say snakes, do you mean wanty or regular snakes?
It is hard for me to say. I see visions when I see images of snakes that could be infested by snakes or it could be yanti. There is no way to know for sure.
Very well.
I think that's Razor's eye. We're told he said out he got
his friends killed.
Probably not.
I also see an image of a black obelisk draped in vines.
Hmm.
I do not know if this is your soulmonger or not.
Is this the same place?
I believe so.
Okay.
I also, and you see him sort of look up, and he sort of looks around. I see that your friends are dying as we speak.
That's probably a little melodramatic. I'm sure they just got lost.
And you begin to hear cries from outside the Temple of Sovereign.
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners. It's missing you.